don't even know. I'm going to try to touch on all three of these on the same conversation. I had a whole lot of thoughts. So, but I'm going to talk about character, success, and money, and how I think they're all interconnected. I think that's kind of the goal of this. I want to say, when I think about character, and you guys know, I am not one to say that folks need to down themselves for other people. I want you to be great. That's why we created all these platforms. I'm not one to say that you got to be arrogant or you got to be selfish to get to where you got to go. That's not my position, right? That's not what I believe. But when I think about my own life, and I am not perfect, I talk about my mistakes on all these platforms, and I'm still growing just like you every day. I'm still waking up every day trying to figure out life just like you. But when I think about it, what has been the number one factor for the success that I've been able to have throughout my career, you know, and in business? I've been really like thinking about that. And while number one, of course, for me, my personal belief is that God is the source, you know, I'm a spiritual guy. I think you guys get that already. But I think it's been character. I believe that outside of whatever God that you might serve, character, your character is one of the things that you got to have intact if you want to experience success. And I'm not saying you got to be perfect and walk around like you do no wrong. But for me, character is what do you do when nobody's watching? Character is about how you treat people. Character is about how you view the world around you, right? Right. And I'm not going to do a whole episode listing out the top 10 character traits. Listen, I am not the character police, right? But I'm just giving you some high level things to think about. I truly believe that your level, that character can take you places that your money and your degrees cannot. I know that is extremely unpopular. Character can take you places that your money and your degrees cannot. I have seen it in so many instances throughout my career, and I've seen it in my own life personally. There have been doors that have been opened up for me, not because I was perfect, not because I came from a good family that had connections, because you guys know my story. If you've been following me, that ain't it. It has been because there have been people who can vouch for my character at all different places around this country. Not about who he is on paper, but who he is as a man, how he can hold himself accountable, how he acts, how he conducts himself, how he leads, how he's communicate. He's not perfect, but let me speak to who he is as a man. Character is what we have to work on and develop, I believe, as millennials. And I'm not saying you got to be perfect, but and I know there are people out there. I'm not naive to culture. There are people out there who obtain success and character is not on their priority list. There are people who obtain success by stomping over people, manipulating, stabbing people in the back. I know all of that. I've been in the corporate space. I get it. Right. There are people who do not earn success the character way. I know that. We all know that. But I'm saying that for me, it's about longevity. It's about your ability to maintain that. Right. Because for me, it's like this. You can do all these crazy things to earn success in your life. Right. But when you reach where you're trying to go, what good was it if you have nobody to call on, if you have no support system? See, that's my thing, right? Right, right. You got all this success, but you're lonely. The top is already lonely because it's lonely, right? The top is already lonely enough, right? But to be even more lonelier, because of who you destroyed along the way, because of your lack of character, for me, I think it's not worth it. So I want to say that as you guys are continuously trying to climb to success, and even for me, I'm not, again, I've had to check my, I've had, sometimes I have to go back and check my own character to say, hey, Solomon, did you handle that right? Were you accountable where you need to be? How'd you treat this person? Like, cause I'm not perfect. I have my moments. I have my days to where I have to go back and check my character. But I believe that when you can display good character, right, doors will open up for you. Jobs and opportunities will start calling for you, right? I've seen in my own life, people say, hey, I heard somebody say that you're good and at this and they vouch for you. And so I got an opportunity. I think you should consider and see, that's where you got to get to in life, to where opportunities come knocking and looking for you, not because you're perfect, not because you got all these degrees, but because of your character. How you treat people, how you treat the custodian, how you treat the IT guy. I learned that a long time ago, to never discount anybody in your life. I think I'm going to do an episode about living the surrogate life is what I want to call it. But I learned that a long time ago that everybody matters and everybody has a purpose for your life. I've had people come in my life that have been at high places to mentor me, but some of my greatest mentors were custodians. I'm going to do a whole episode about it. When I was in college, two or three of my greatest mentors were custodians and building managers who helped me along the way, who sat me down and talked to me about life. So again, I've learned in the surrogate life that you can't discount anybody. Your character has to be intact. So that's why I want to leave with you. If you want to achieve different levels of success, or maybe you're listening and you feel like, man, Solomon, I'm on my purpose. I'm on my grind. I'm starting to do things, but opportunities aren't coming my way. It could be not because you're not doing what's right, not because you're not producing. It could be because your character is off. Thank you for listening.